1B, Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item 2, open forum. The council will allow Lincoln residents and/or taxpayers to comment prior to council action on agenda items. Open forum questions should be forwarded to the town office by mail or email to the town clerk, Ann Morrison, at questions@lincolnmaine.org. Please have your questions commented in by 5 p.m. the day of the meeting. If you have any questions, please call 794-3372. General requests may be made in open forum during the regular meeting but will not be acted upon in the same meeting. Individuals wishing to be heard by the council will be recognized by the council chair. After identifying themselves, the speaker may make brief comments and may not repeat previous statements made. The speaker must limit themselves to the item under discussion. The speaker must observe rules of common etiquette. The council chair may set a time limit on the length of public comment and/or time limit for individual speakers. The council chair reserves the right to stop any public comment that is contrary to these rules, or any counselor may call point of order during the discussion. Any person who disrupts a council meeting may be required to leave in order to maintain orderly consideration of matters for which the meeting was called. Do we have anyone out there? Open forum?
May I have an exception to the items on the agenda, please? They're complimentary comments.
Okay.
Town Council should be aware of the exceptional service provided by Melissa Quintella, the very helpful advice provided by Ann Morrison, and the ongoing exceptional service provided by Sean to the taxpayers of this community.
Could you say your name just for the record?
I am Mr. Kathy Morrison.
Anybody else vote before?
Thank you very much.
Council, do we have anything for open forum? Close open forum. Item 3, town clerk administers the oath of office to councilors elect.
If I could have the three councilors elect please stand. And raise your right hand. And repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Eric Rojas.
Do swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And of this state.
And of this state.
So long as I shall continue to be a citizen thereof.
So long as I shall continue
to be a citizen thereof.
So help me God.
So help me God.
I state your name.
I, Eric Rojas.
Do swear that I will faithfully discharge.
That I will faithfully discharge.
To the best of my abilities.
To the best of my abilities.
The duties incumbent on me.
The duties incumbent on me.
As a town councilor.
As a town councilor.
For the town of Lincoln.
For the town of Lincoln.
According to the Constitution and laws of the state.
According to the Constitution and the laws of the state.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Item 4A, call for nominations and vote for council chair. Move to accept nominations.
So moved.
Second for discussion.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
No, wait, discussion.
Discussion, yeah.
Yes, I think what we need to do, I personally would like to see that this is put off until next month so we could maybe get an idea on who would be best suited for the position to hand. You know.
Is that a, does
I
the,
don't know if that's,
I was going to say, does the charter require, I know that the council rules call for it, we'd have to suspend the council rules.
Andy, you have any idea?
That's correct. You would have to suspend the council rules, and the charter does provide that at the first meeting of the council after the election of a new council, that the council would choose a council chair. but it's the pleasure of the council under the council rules. You have to move to suspend the council rules.
I make a motion that we suspend the council rules.
Okay, do we have a second for that?
Second.
The reason being that, you know, I know every one of us have our own separate responsibilities and what we've done in life that may be best suited on one position versus another position. You know, I mean, Dave might have more responsibility on construction versus road building, but vice versa. So I think that's the main reason why I want to take this up next month. It'd be a chance to us meet, maybe not four, but we could pick each other's brain and see what we can do moving forward. So.
Any other discussion?
I don't really understand why we can't pick a chair this evening.
No, I'm not talking about chairs.
That's what the motion was.
Oh, okay.
That's the motion.
Okay.
Are you talking about the appointments?
Yeah,
the appointments.
I'm sorry. Been a long day.
Yeah, that's done, I think.
That's done in January, except for the appointments committee, which...
Okay.
Because we have appointments to do next month.
All right. I do apologize. So I'd make a motion. Can I make a motion that I'd like to nominate Kathy Moisson as Madam Chair?
I'll second that.
Do we have a motion to cease nominations?
So moved. Second.
All those in favor of Kathy Moisson as Council Chair? 6-0.
Sorry about that.
Kathy, it's all yours.
You made me nervous there.
I've been up since 5 o'clock, so. 79-year-old is like in height. He's got better work at it than I do.
I'm taking my time.
Thank you.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. All right. Okay. Item 5. Move to accept nominations for Council Chair. Council Vice Chair.
So moved.
Okay. Are there any nominations for Vice Chair?
Eric Bravo.
Okay.
I second that nomination.
Okay. Any other nominations?
I'll nominate Steve.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Any other nominations? Okay. Can I have a motion to cease nominations?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor? All right. Now to vote on Eric Rojo as Vice Chair. I have a motion, please.
I make a motion to accept Eric Rojo to fill in the co-chair.
Okay. Okay. All those in favor? Opposed? Okay. Eric is Vice Chair. Okay. Item number 6, adoption of council rules. Note, this is an annual review and adoption of the rules. Suggested motion, move to adopt council rules as attached.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yes, Madam Chair. I'm just getting ahead of myself. Council rules, I know a lot of us have different opinions on what it should be and add council rules or subtract or whatever. And I would like to be able to dive into this as a council and see what's best fit. There's going to be some things in there that we may want to change. So I think it would be smart to table this.
If I may, we revised the rules last year, and we did that after going ahead and approving the rules at the first meeting, and then revising them at a later date, so we could always go back and look at the rules within time after that. We revised them in January last year.
When you say we, the council?
The council.
Okay. I think that the rules do need to be revised. If it was appropriate, I would follow the motion that we accept the rules now, but we follow on with a revision by the council, because I think I also feel some things can be better.
Okay. I'd go with that.
Okay. Any other discussion? Okay. Can I have a motion then?
I move that we accept the rules for now as.
I'll second that.
All those in favor? Opposed? Okay. Move to confirm item number 7, 2025-2026 council committee appointment. Move to confirm the council chair's appointments of 3 council members to the appointments committee until the November 2026 municipal election.
So moved.
Okay. I move to appoint to the appointments committee Steve Clay, Gordon Street, and David Ireland. My recommendation for the appointments committee. Is there a second for that?
I'll second.
Okay. Discussion? All those in favor?
Okay.
Very good. Thank you. Any future agenda items?
Yes, Madam Chair. I'd like to have the Army Corps of Engineers come again and at least start the process. A year and a half ago, we had them here. The process wasn't started. We need to get the dams under control. And if we could save 50% of that cost in labor and let them do training, I think we ought to do our due diligence and go down that road. I'd like to have a discussion on 4th of July parade next summer for 1 year only to celebrate the anniversary of our great country. And we could do it in a manner that it's not going to affect Burlington or any other event. But at least have that discussion. When I made that motion a few months ago, I wasn't even given the respect to even have that motion even looked at. So that's going to be a future agenda item. Also, the veterans markers in our cemeteries, state protocol says that the height that they need, they can't be settled 4 inches in the ground. They got to be legible. So I'd like to have that on the agenda item. I got 65 pictures of disrepair in our cemeteries, and it's disrespectful. And also have the discussion on maybe contracting services for our parks and rec, as mowing. At least have that discussion, because we got to be prudent with the taxpayers' money. So that's my 4 items for future agenda.
Any others? Gordon?
I'd like to suggest that we have a resolution to try to encourage a company in town, business in town, to install a couple of EV chargers, fast EV chargers, and that it would not be any expense from the town, but that we would support them as they were going for some kind of a grant or a loan for trying to help install it.
Okay. Anything else?
I just dawned on me. I think last month or the month before, we had a lady that come in and her son was assaulted at the up on Route 6. I'd like to see maybe putting some solar lights up there. I mean, it'd be a very inexpensive way to to rectify that problem in the future.
Kathy? I've already put solar lights on both of the sheds that are currently up there, and Joe Brown is going to, at some point, go up and see there's a pole that faces out on that field, see if there's a light that we can do there, where that's already a light pole.
Thank you. That was in your report, too, right?
Yes, it was.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Kirk?
I'd like to follow up on the 4th of July parade. I think that we should also, as part of civic activity for our town, if we can organize it's not the correct term, 250th anniversary committee. It's probably something like bicentennial, but I don't know the correct word, but I think we can involve the community.
Semi-quincentennial.
Thank you. I'll write the word.
Semi-quincentennial.
Now, the application for the dams still open. So I offered to work with the public works chair to complete the application. It probably wouldn't take more than 2 hours to put the town information, though Sheldon and I could not put it in the first place, because once we get into the system, then the time starts running for the Corps of Engineers to make a decision to come and support the construction of dams and save us a couple million dollars. I don't think we have a couple million dollars to spend with that.
Okay. That's quite a lot of agenda items, so we'll see to fit them in. Okay. Take a motion to adjourn this session, and then we'll move into the next one. Moved and seconded. All those in favor? Thank you. It'll be 7 o'clock.